The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Monday, September 14th, 2009, and Presidential Release number 376. October is Meet the Blind Month, and October will be upon us very shortly. It is time to start planning. Actually, it is time already to have planned your Meet the Blind Month events. We are having a new type of Meet the Blind Month event this year. If you have not heard about the important changes to this year's campaign, please be sure to visit our website, which is www.nfb.org, or you can contact Liz Makowski at 410-659-9314, extension 2230. Meet the Blind Month activities this year will be as important as they have been year after year, but this year they will feature a lot of work on selling the Louis Braille coin and increasing the understanding of and the importance in the United States of Braille literacy. The Louis Braille coin has Braille upon it, as you know, and it has readable Braille on it, which is unusual for any coin. This is the first one that's been minted by the Mint of the United States. We did get a couple of these sent up on the space shuttle. In other words, we've had a lot of attention to the Louis Braille coin with the Braille on it, but we need to get these distributed during the months of 2009. After 2009, those that are in the possession of the Mint will no longer be available. Any that they have left at the end of the year will be melted, and the silver will be used for something else. So this is a bicentennial silver dollar minted with Louis Braille's face upon it and with the Braille symbols for his name. The coins are made out of pure or almost pure silver. You can get an uncirculated one from the Mint for $34, or you can get a proof one from the Mint for $42. Maybe it's $31.95 and $41.95. We are distributing them from here also, so if you want a coin, you can get it from our Materials Center. Please plan to let people know about the importance of Braille literacy for the blind. The coin represents the reality that blind people's lives have value, and the way for blind people to gain and transmit knowledge, that is, the Braille code, also has value, and that we have many contributions that we can make. Plan it now, get ready, move ahead with our literacy campaign and the distribution of the Louis Braille Bicentennial Silver Dollar. In our Tenbrook Library, this is the Jacobus Tenbrook Library, we have a catalog of material featuring Dr. Tenbrook's writings and other matter. We are going to make this catalog available by internet here by and by, soon. We need a name for the catalog, and we are asking those who would like to name the catalog to submit their suggestions. You can do so on the web at our library section. www.nfb.org is our website, and we have a library section, and you can go there and find the place to submit suggestions for names, or you can call here. Ed Moorman is the director of our library, our librarian, and you can call him at 410-659-9314, extension 2225, to give him your suggestions, or you can send an email to him. The email address is emormon, that's E-M-O-R-M-A-N, at nfb.org, to give your suggestions about the name for our new catalog. Last week, we had a lot of talk about the proposed Google settlement. That settlement is a document that is proposed to be submitted to a federal court to end a lawsuit between Google and a lot of publishers and authors. The proposed Google settlement includes accessibility provisions for the blind, actually for the print handicapped. That means that if this settlement goes through as written, a lot of books, currently estimated somewhere between 8 and 10 million, and estimated to increase to 20 million books, will become accessible to the blind using computer technology after a period of time. The Justice Department has been toying with the idea of saying that the Google settlement is improper because they say, or at least some of them do, that it violates antitrust provisions. I think that that is probably not well thought out, but of course I'm not in the Justice Department, so I don't have the authority to make those decisions. On the other hand, I did visit, along with a number of other disabled people, with the Attorney General of the United States last week, and I urged that access to information, especially electronic information, be recognized as a right that people have. If we can't get at information in the same way that other people do, then we're always at a disadvantage. And the electronic processing of information now makes it much easier for us to get at vast quantities of information that were previously not available to us. The day after I visited with our Attorney General, this is Eric Holder, who is the Attorney General of the United States, I went to Washington for a hearing before the Judiciary Committee of the House of Representatives, and I testified on the interest that blind people have in having books and other material, especially electronic material, made readily available to us. There were eight people testifying. Four of us favored the Google settlement, and four of us opposed it. I think that a lot of information was distributed to the members of the Judiciary Committee, and I suspect that we will be supported, although, of course, it's a little hard to tell. The Congress does not settle lawsuits. That is done by judges. And one of the troubling things was that the head of the Copyright Office came to the hearing to say that the Google settlement violated copyright law. The Copyright Office does not settle lawsuits either. That is the realm of judges. The judiciary branch of the government does that. And the Copyright Office is part of the Library of Congress. It is not part of the executive branch, although some people have thought it was. It's part of the legislative branch. We do have several different parts of the government thinking about the same thing. The Department of Justice is part of the executive branch of government, so I hope that the judges pay attention to what we say, because we would like to have this settlement, as it will make a lot of information available to us within a few years that has never been available before. We are going to pursue this settlement to see if we can help bring it about. Since we last got together on a presidential release, we've had a leadership seminar here in Baltimore. That was a very good seminar. This one is known as the Two Bowl Seminar. So when you see the members of that seminar, greet the two bowlers. The convention season is well underway. We've had conventions that I remember right offhand in South Carolina, West Virginia, Arizona, and North Carolina. So, as you can tell, we're busily moving forward on the convention season front. This is always right after the national convention and through the fall and the beginning of the winter, and then we hit the Christmas time. But the Christmas season is started, as you might say. The convention season for national convention has come and gone, and now we're working on the Christmas season. We have the 2009-2010 Braille Readers Are Leaders contest coming up. We know that many of the people who have good jobs use Braille daily, demonstrating that Braille readers are leaders. The National Federation of the Blind, Jernigan Institute, the National Association to Promote the Use of Braille, and the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children are pleased to announce the 27th annual Braille Readers Are Leaders contest for students grades K through 12. This contest encourages children around the country to be proud of their ability to read Braille and to work continually to improve their skills. As in previous years, students will read as many Braille pages as they can in 2 months, November 1st, 2009, through January 4th, 2010. To compete for ribbons, cash prizes, and an all-expenses-paid trip to the 2010 NFB Convention in Dallas, Texas. This year, we have added some new and exciting elements to the competition. Participants will have the opportunity to form teams to compete for a special award. Gather your best friends, show your team spirit, and read, read, read. Adults with various levels of experience reading Braille get to join in the fun this year. Adults will compete for cash prizes, national recognition, and bragging rights. The adult competition will very closely parallel the original Braille Readers Are Leaders competition, with the same registration dates and reading periods and similar rules. Registration begins October 1st, 2009, so form your teams, get some interesting reading material, and warm up your fingers. For detailed information, visit our website, www.nfb.org/nfb/NOPBC. Braille Readers Are Leaders.asp. Natalie Shaheen gives me that message. Natalie Shaheen is a very new employee of the National Federation of the Blind. She comes on board as a teacher. She has worked in a number of the programs that we have conducted, the Youth Slam and the Bell program. She is now part of the education team here. You can call her at 410-659-9314, extension 2293. This brings me to the end of the presidential release. Andy Verdon is from Minnesota, and he says, "Did you hear that the snowman flunked English because he couldn't get the drift?" Then I have some submissions about school. The teacher said, "Name 2 days of the week that start with T." And the pupil said, "Today and tomorrow." Or, "What school supply is always tired? A nap sack."
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.